Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, we're hanging out with you this morning. And I had no idea that Pretty Malik had... You hung out with Mum for most of the day yesterday.
Yep.
And then I just learnt that you walk into my house yesterday afternoon. I'm having a little siesta, as I like to do sometimes.
Hung out with George, Gilda, and the kids.
Just in my house.
Yeah, just chilling.
It's weird.
It wasn't weird. Well, the thing was, I had gone for a trim yesterday, and Gilda had also gone to get her hair done. So we had her appointments at nearly the same time.
Okay.
So by the time I finished, I hung around, and then Gilda finished, and we said, oh, let's just go for lunch. So we ended up going for lunch, and it was really nice. She is just the cutest.
Yeah, last night when I found out, she goes to me, you know, pretty, she take me for lunch. She took me where you take me. I like it very much. It's all organic-y.
Yeah,
they do gluten-free stuff. And I'm trying to think, all right, where did she go? And she showed me the photo. And she's like, it's Bill and Tom. And I'm like, Bill and Tom's? Yes.
Oh.
And then eventually I look at the picture. I'm like, oh, it's Tom and Serge.
Yeah.
You were right by my house.
Were we? Well, they were, yeah. So, and then, I mean...
She, you know, the thing about you and Gilda, what's so similar, obviously you're her son, but you both love talking. But I love listening to Gilda's stories because, as you said, she just is like an open book. She just loves sharing about her family.
That is great.
What do you mean? She when I was going through my divorce here, okay, she has a salon in Sydney. Like, she's a beautician.
What do you call those things?
Facials.
Yes.
She gives facials and mani and pedicures to women around the Sydney area.
Yeah.
And she's got a really cool little salon. And people love her. Because she talks and you become friends with her. So whilst you're getting your facial as a lady, you're talking and gossiping. I realized that Mum was divulging, is that the word?
Yeah,
Divulging everything about my divorce to these random women that would come in. So when I'm in Sydney, I go pick her up from like work a few times and I pop into the salon and... this is Lucy. Lucy, this is my son. And then I just look at this lady, Lucy, who I've never met before, and I think to myself, she knows everything about what's going on in my life right now. And she's looking at me like with this sorrow look, like, you'll be okay, mate. You'll be okay. So I've had to pull Mum aside. I said, Mum.
You can't do this.
Like, there's stuff that you can mention, but there is personal stuff that I don't want random people knowing about.
So did we get anything like...
Well, I learned a lot about your sister, Shireen and Justine. And then I also learned that the smartest member of the FOD children, the Fade children.
Who did she say was the smartest?
Matthew.
Matthew.
My younger brother.
Hold on. Isn't one of yours...
I think it was more between Chris and Matthew.
No, to be honest.
Not out of all the kids.
But Justine, your sister,
PhD.
Isn't she a doctor or something?
She has a PhD.
My sister's a doctor. She's an artist. So she's a doctor in philosophy or something like that.
But she was just praising Matthew. She's like, he's just so smart. He went to the best university and he got 93%. Was it 93%? I hope I get that right.
Yeah,
93%. And he does so well. And he's being headhunted everywhere.
Yeah, he got 93%. He did well.
And he went to the best one.
What did you get on your... Did you go to uni?
No, I got 39%.
On what?
Like when you finish school? It's out of 100.
You got 39%.
Yeah, I did well. Parents were very happy.